Ko pānoe mihi atu nei mai, te reo i re rangi te hiku o teika. Nō reira e te mokopuna e te panaungai mai, kia ora anō e hoa.
Ai, mōrena, tēnā nō koe e pā.
Ai, hoa ka mihi tonu ki te wāhi ngaro i te aha i te hau kāinga nei, tino āta huanga hihiringa o tamanui te rā. Nārungai tērā e hoa e taurahere ngā kapua, te arahi koe ngā o rātou ka mihi poroporo aki ngā taua, anei rā ko hoki ki te aroaro o Ihua, e mihi e arohana ki te whānau, engari ki runga anō te kōrero hoki mai ki roto iau, ke iau te ora mō koutou. Nō reira e te rangatira, e Mike, e hoa ke ora anora.
Mōrena pā, tautoko ana hau ngā mihi, ki te hunga wairua, ki te nuinga o tō tātou whanaunga e ora ai tēnei wāpauri. Nō reira, ngā mihi ki a rātou ki a koutou hoki. Ngā mihi anō ki tēnei tamatoa, hei tiaki ngā aukati hurino te tai tokere nei, Reuben Porter mā, Nice Porter, rāo ko Hone Haruere, me rātou mahi rangatira. And o tira, he mihi anō ki a koutou te whānau whānui hakarongo mai nei ki tēnei teihana i te hapa nei. Tēnā koutou katoa.
Ai, kia ora, ka huihui te kāwai wairua ai, e mihi anā ki ērā anō o tātou rangatira, kai herehere i ngā huarahi, a haere ngā waka, ko te whakaro tunu ki anō tunu ai te ora ki roto, o muri e whenua huri enua i te taitokarau. Nō reira e te rangatira e Mike, e hoa, kia ora anō e pehana te noho o ngā mea ki roto i a koutou i tēnei wa.
Hi, well, kia ora pā, so it's very appropriate that we give consideration to the ngā mate, because it's good to hear and see that people are still getting vaccinated in Te Taitokarau, and that should continue. But we're moving into a new phase now, and the virus is spreading through many communities, and that's going to increase. And as that increases, we're going to see people starting to fall, sadly. And we've already seen that in other places, and we're going to see the death toll will start rising. And so we've got to turn our conversation, I think, into how are we going to deal with the influx of tūpāwhaku. We're hearing in Auckland, for example, that the morgues are filling up, that some whānau have had to put their tūpāwhaku in refrigerated containers and things, and some of them have been there for some weeks as they try to figure out, how to deal with the tangihana. And of course, there's going to be massive changes because of the infection. We won't be able to have tangihana in the way that we're used to having them. So we need to, start preparing ourselves for this situation. What happens, for example, if your whānau gets the mate urua and somebody passes away in your house? What do we do then? How do we deal with that situation? And the advice is that you call the police immediately, and the police will come around to just ascertain if there's any suspicious circumstances around. And not that we're saying that there would be, but that's the thing that they've got to do, And so they'll come around, and then of course the ambulance would come and collect the tūpāwhaku and take it somewhere where it can be cared for. But it may not be quite a hospital, for example, if it's overwhelmed by the amount of numbers. And so we're currently working at the moment to look at what are the tikanga hau around dealing with that sad situation. And so I know that's a fairly dramatic thing to need to talk about, but we do need to talk about it because that's the situation that we now find ourselves in. So we just got to get our heads around it. I'd say personally, a lot of this can be avoided if you get the vaccine because, that improves the people's survival rate, by a huge margin. And if people are a little bit nervous about the Pfizer vaccine, there's another one, AstraZeneca, I think it's neighbours. That's available. It's got a different makeup to the previous one. If people are worried about one over another, it doesn't really matter which one you take. in terms of its effectiveness. Both of them are going to afford you a lot more safety as a person. But you know, not everybody wants to stay in this world. Not everybody wants to get the vaccination, and that's their choice. And I respect that. If that's what you want to do, you're okay halfway. But for those of us that that are going to remain in the world of light, we're going to have to deal with, you know, the things of this world, and that's going to include looking after our phenomena that pass on to the other world. Those of us left behind will have to take care of those arrangements for our families. And so, we just need to have those conversations there, Pa.
Aye, kia ora hoa, e runga tona. I can hear what's being said and what's out there. I know it's real. Te maui we nei. There's no two ways about that. It is real. However, te kōrerua te waihoro e pēnei ana, this is what the Waihoro Shortland said. Māori has stood up and said, I'll stand on my rights of te tiriti o Waitangi me taku mana motuhake. Kei reira te ora moku. And te Waihoro said, as you go back in history, back a Ihalaya, that he said to his people, put the blood of the lamb above the doors of your houses and your families will not be harmed. O tērā te kōrero a te Waihoro e tāna mea, you can get all the lambs you want, tēnei wā, put the blood right over your house, it's not going to make any difference. Nā haere mai te uru tā, ko tāna e kawe ana, e māwiwi, e mate. So nō reira e tāna, do what is right for you for today, hei tuara, hei oranga, anei mō o tamariki moko, moko moko, mō a pōpō ke ake nei. Pēha nā tō whakaaro ki tērā kōrero a te Waihoroi?
Ai, ka tika tōna kōrero. We've got to, and particularly when you raise the issue of the children, you know, because at the moment you can only get a vaccination if you're over the age of 12. But the Parker scientists have been working on finding new ways of protecting tamariki. And I'd hate to think that we're going to, you know, all of us older ones are going to get the coverage and we leave our young babies, well, not babies, but young tamariki, vulnerable because horeko e whakaro ki a rātou. And so we've got now got to, you know, all of us older ones are all protected, well, not protected, but we've got a better chance of minimising the effect, put it that way. But now we've got to think about our tamariki. What about them? Because they just as likely to catch it. You know, the virus doesn't say, well, we're only going to jump into people that are over the age of 12. It's going to jump into anybody. And at the moment, I'm really worried about our tamariki. And so I'm very interested in these new vaccinations that have come up for our kids. And I know it's scary. I know a lot of people are going to think, not the children. But here's the thing, you know, I don't know. I'm sure it was the same for you, Pa. You know, we all stood in a line when I was a kid in the 1960s and you got a jab in the arm and still got a scar on my arm, actually from some sort of diphtheria or something. And we got polio and we got all these vaccinations, tetanus, and you name it, and measles. And, and we were kids and we didn't think too much about it. Everybody was doing it. And the only thing I saw... that wasn't so good that happened was my mate, Te Taupua Gillies. He didn't come to school the day that the polio vaccine was rolled out, and he caught polio, and now he's all kind of meaning, you know, the spine is twisted and his arms all twisted and he's got a caliper on his leg. And so that's the only thing in my own personal experience that I saw around vaccination. It wasn't so much people who got sick who got the vaccination, it was what happened to those that didn't. And, that's what I've seen with my own eyes. So I certainly don't want to see that happen to the tamariki of this generation, that any of them, end up in that sort of situation or even worse, potentially. So good on the scientists, you know, for trying to find a solution for mankind. I'm very grateful that they're doing that. And I'm looking forward to seeing that rolled out sometime in the shortly, you know. So I think it'd just be I'm sure everybody wants best for our kids, and that seems like the best thing that's available at the moment. If the best thing was to put the blood of the lamb above the doorway, well, I'd be out there with my knife cutting sheep's throats from sun up to sundown and spraying blood all over the houses of all my whanaunga. I thought that was going to work. I don't think that's going to work. So tau toko te kōrero o te tangatarongi ko. And but the only thing that I can see, and we've had a good look around the world, that's working is the vaccines at this time. And, you know, people are worried about, well, what are the long-term effects? Well, after waka moio. But what we know at the moment is that you will no have no long-term if you die this week, this month from the, you know, so it's better off that you, well, for me, that you know, go with what we know now, what seems to work, and we'll deal with next year and the coming years when they get here. But we've got to deal with today and tomorrow. That's the priority right now.
Ai, kia ora rai e te whanaunga. E runga tonai tēnai tautoko ana. You know, respect what you've shared here today is that what we do today can change the outcome of tomorrow. If we don't do nothing, what's the outcome tomorrow going to be? Nō reira, e te whanaunga mai ke hoa, e mihi tonu ana I tō wātea, kia kōrero mai anō mō ngā neke neke tanga o te uruta e hoa, kei a koe te wā, pēnā kōrero atu wāu, he nara mihi mai.
Ai, well, tēnā anō koe pā mō mahi rangatira, hei whakapāo, you know, ngā rongo kōrero, huri nō te tai tuku rei nei, so mihi atu ki a koe, ki a koutou hoki, ki te tini o ngā whanaunga, e hakorongo mai nei ki tā mātou nei taonga, te teihana, te heku o te ika. Nō reira, te rangatira, tēnā koe, koutou katoa, tēnā koutou katoa.
Kia ora anō e te whanaunga, Mike. Nō reira, hoa, Māori o rara.
Ai, kia ora.
Karongo mai koutou ki wera ngā kōrero a te heamana o te border control mō te uru tā a Mike Smith. Te manuhiri a pā, Māori o rara.